This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Jeff Calkins is columnist of the Daily Memphian, also hosts the Jeff Calkins Show every single weekday right here at 92.9 FM ESPN from 9 to 11 on X, Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how's it going?
Good. I just drove past a sign that said Gabe's Home, Country Smoked Meats.
Okay, that's
Gabe's
not me.
Country Smoked
No relation. Meats. No relation. Country Smoked Meats.
You know, if the radio thing doesn't work out, I think you could have a future in.
I look like a guy who goes out in my backyard and smokes a bunch of meats. That's not me though. That's not me.
No.
I'm looking for a new grill though. Do you have any suggestions?
No, I'm a terrible griller. Terrible.
Are you at least a decent cook?
Like the Big Green Egg if you want to take out a mortgage, you know.
Yeah. How much is the Big Green Egg these days? Don't they have like different sizes? Some are more girthy than others.
You think they have a medium green egg and a small green egg?
Yeah, I think they have three sizes. They have a small, medium, and large.
I do know people who absolutely say the Big Green Egg has transformed their lives. So I'm not gonna scoff at it. My grill got so rusted out and whatever. Plus, I didn't use it that much that I finally just hauled it to the street. And you know what happens? People take it miraculously.
Yeah.
It's one of the great things about Memphis. You can haul something to the street, and it'll be spirited away by someone who has more use for it than you do.
Yeah, and I've brought out like multiple chairs that I've sat on and broken because I'm a large human being, and somehow people find a way to take those chairs off of the street.
Isn't
and I don't really like. I guess they can find use out of it, but the legs are like snapped in half. It's like I don't know how you're gonna repair that chair.
Every city that I've lived in has not been as efficient at sort of you could just put anything out and the people will take it. It's one of the great underrated things about Memphis is you can say, this rusted out grill, someone could use this. And sure enough, or this broken chair, and sure enough, they do and they will.
Yeah. All right. So last night, the Mavericks get the number one overall pick, and the Spurs get the number two overall pick in the NBA draft lottery. Was there a worse outcome that could have happened for the Memphis Grizzlies? That's where I want to start this conversation.
Flipped around would have been worse. I think flipped around would have been worse, maybe. Although, you can argue this is the absolute worst, because what this does is provides incentive for San Antonio to go get Giannis, whereas if they got Cooper Flagg, they'd probably just keep him. And so if it had been flipped around, then Dallas would have gotten. I think San Antonio getting one would have been worse, but otherwise there's no worse. No, this is it. This is as bad as it gets. Houston getting it would have also been terrible. But it's freaking. But it's also, even apart from the Grizzlies' perspective on this, it's a travesty from both perspectives. It's a travesty that Dallas, of course, and none of this is an original thought, is rewarded after screwing up their franchise, that they're bailed out by ping pong balls. But it's just as much of a travesty, and I feel just as bad for the Washingtons and the Charlottes that have been woeful forever. And
yep.
Could use a freaking star. Could
yes.
use something to make them relevant. And so I have come to, because of this, I have come to believe that the lottery is profoundly flawed and
yes.
should not be as flat as it is. It doesn't deter tanking anyway.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that job. And yet what it does is it doesn't deter tanking, but it does mean that too often teams that don't need the best player get the best player. So it doesn't
yep.
do what it's meant to do. And then it also doesn't help lift up franchises that are in need of lifting up. I hate it. You should get more than a 14% chance of winning. You're the best player if you're the worst team in the league.
And it incentivizes, I brought this up, it incentivizes a different type of tanking. Now, I know that these were just conversations, but we did have the conversations around the Grizzlies about should they win this game against
yeah.
the Mavs or should
right.
they lose and potentially, you know, get back into the lottery and keep that pick that they traded to the Wizards in the Marcus Smart deal. But we do have a confirmed example, or at least a semi-confirmed example, of a team since the play-in began not wanting to
yeah.
get into the play-in so they could get into the lottery and get a higher percentage at the number one overall pick. It was the Raptors in 2021. Masai Ujiri was basically asked, their GM, of course, he was asked about why didn't you guys try harder to get in the play-in? You sat some guys down the stretch, and he basically answered by saying, play-in? We're playing for championships here. And he felt like it was a better opportunity for them to end up in the lottery. So I think, one, I agree with you. You're never going to de-incentivize losing games and tanking. But also, it has created a different type of tanking in the process. How would you feel, just generally, about worst team gets first pick, second worst team gets second? Just do what the NFL and the Major League Baseball
yeah.
do. Like, is that something you would support?
Well, to your point, by the way, it's also true that 2 years ago with the Dallas and Derek Lively, they tanked for that
yep.
pick. So that's another one of your different kind of tanking. And you're right. So would I support that? I 100% would support that. If you wanted to do something whereby, the bottom three, you know, whatever, you pick the, with the NHL just does the bottom two. They just do the bottom two. And if you had, you know, some sort of much steeper odds or, you know, it doesn't seem to ruin the NFL, does it?
No, not at all.
It doesn't seem to ruin the NFL.
Well, now, and granted, the pushback would be there's 11 guys on the field at a time. So it's like it's more of a team game, and
yeah.
one singular player, unless it's a quarterback, is not really going to change
but
your fortune.
There's almost always going to be a quarterback. And you can make an argument that there is no position in all of sports that is more important than a quarterback. There's no sport where it's in some ways easier to tank because you only have to tank for 17 games, right?
Mm-hmm.
And yet tanking isn't really considered a massive problem. I mean, it's not something that they have to legislate against. So, yeah, I'd go back to that.
And here's the other thing, Jeff. You know, I think that, you know, tanking the word gets misused. Sometimes teams just suck. The Wizards suck. You know, I don't think they're trying to tank. I just don't think they can win games. The Hornets stink. I just don't think they can win games. So I don't know if, like, people will accuse them of tanking. And it's like, well, they're playing their best players. They just can't win games with their best players. So I think we misuse that word a lot, too.
Yeah, I mean, there's both.
Sure.
Very clearly, Utah is not a good team, and yet they also very clearly sat out Lauri Markkanen, you know,
yes,
a bunch in order. So there's those things tend to converge, and they tend to converge later in the season. You start out because you do need to sell tickets, and you do, you know, want to demoralize your players either. So Utah won some games at the start of this year. Brooklyn won some games at the start of this year, right? And then what happens is these things merge the fact that you are bad and that you tank and those things converge towards the ends of seasons. But I don't know. I would go. What was the system before they flattened it?
It was 25%. you had a chance if you were the worst teams in the among the worst teams in the NBA, 25% chance to get the number one overall pick. After the process, you know, Philadelphia 76ers, where they were just stacking up all those first overall picks. In 2019, I believe, was the year that Adam Silver said, no, we're going to flatten that to 14%.
Yeah, let's go back to the 25%.
I think that's an easy fix.
How about another rule where you can only jump so many spots for the NHL?
So the 10th leading odds can't go to number one. So, like, you can't have what the Mavs had last night. You can't have what the Hawks had a year ago.
Right. You can only jump, whatever, 8 spots or whatever. Let's say there's 14 teams in there, right? And so you can only jump, you have to be able to jump up into the top 4. So I guess you can jump 10 spots, 9 spots. I don't know. What do you think?
I don't know. Maybe even less than that.
Maybe even less than that.
Yeah. 5 to 6 spots?
So many spots. Yeah. I don't need mediocre teams getting the best player. I just don't. Yeah. I find it infuriating. And that's true. I mean, it's true in every lottery. I find it infuriating. And as you point out, it is not deterred tanking at the bottom. Like, the teams that are really bad are still trying to tank. And it has created a new kind of tanking, whereas there's a real chance now that if you get in the lottery, who knows? You know, it's a flat lottery. Maybe we'll get lucky. Yeah. And so it's created a new kind of tanking. I'm against it.
Yeah, I hear you. Now, the game that we carried on 92.9 ESPN yesterday, of course, the Knicks and the Celtics. The Knicks end up winning 121-113, but obviously that's clouded by Jason Tatum's Achilles rupture. How much, in your mind, by your estimation, does this change the future of the Eastern Conference, looking at Jason Tatum and really the affordability of that Celtics roster? Because you're going to have to deal with a long Achilles rehab for Jason Tatum. You have Derek White on a big deal, Jaylen Brown on a big deal. You have Drew Holiday on a big deal. Kristaps Porzingis is on an expiring deal. Don't know what's going to happen with him. Al Horford could retire soon. It just feels like we're in a different Eastern Conference and NBA than we were pre-Jason Tatum injury.
Yeah, I think. I mean, you would argue that this version, this iteration of the Celtics, will not win another title, right? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Mm-hmm. That's what it feels like now, right? They're clearly not going to win it this year. Jason Tatum, you know, may miss all of next year or the bulk of it. And do you want to spend as much money as they are spending if you can't win? You know, like, in pursuit of a championship, maybe you pay an enormous tax bill. But do you, short of that? Pretty clearly, by the time Jason Tatum is back and healthy, I think Al Horford won't be part of this, right? And then, do you, at this point, you just decide to go ahead and break it up? I've seen various people, suggest that this means the Celtics should, you know, that Jaylen Brown should be on the market, right? Like whatever. Like, if you could deal him to, you know, one of the contenders in the West, maybe they should do that for a lofty pick. I think it changes the future of, I guess, the East, but I think it changes the future of the Celtics dramatically. I think they're going to have to do some hard thinking about how they want to go about negotiating this now. And it stinks. The guy literally.
Yeah.
The guy literally had missed in his entire career back-to-back games because of an injury once. And he's played, since he's been drafted, he's played 1,500 more minutes than anyone else in the league. Yeah. I mean, that's the kind of thing he's done. And for him to go out, it's devastating, obviously, for him. And it completely, completely changes the future of that franchise, don't you think?
Yeah, I absolutely agree with you. I think when we look at the Eastern Conference, you're going to have to sort of move off of the Celtics own that thing to Knicks, Pacers, maybe Cavs going into the future. Although they have not had a good run here in the playoffs, but that's been injuries. No. That's been injuries.
Well, I mean, yeah, what we've seen, though, that's one of the things we've seen in the playoffs is that you just, if you're good, you get to be good, you get to be competitive, and then you see what happens, and you hope, you just hope it's the other team that gets injured instead of you.
Correct.
You know, now 3 of the 4 series are being dramatically shaped by injury. And so, I don't rule out that the Cavs could come back next year, be healthy, and they could be the team that emerges.
Now, with the Celtics going down 3-1 and having the Jason Tatum injury, they're now plus 2,400 to win the NBA title. But get this. I don't know if you've been looking at, like, sort of odds. On FanDuel Sportsbook, Oklahoma City is minus 105. The next shortest odds are the Knicks at plus 500. Like, do you view – is that correct? Like, the way you view the way the playoffs have gone, I know the Thunder and in this 2-2 knockdown dragout series with a very experienced Nuggets team, but is that how you view these playoffs as far as how they could potentially end? The Thunder that overwhelming of a favorite?
Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but it could be that I'm a prisoner of the regular season, right?
Maybe.
You know, I mean, here's the truth. The Knicks were beating the Celtics by 7 or by 9. I think it was by 7 at the moment of the injury last night. They were going to go up. They were en route to going up 3-1
yes.
over a healthy Celtics team. So maybe I shouldn't scoff at the Knicks' chances, right? In the way that I am by saying that I think now Oklahoma City, even though they're in a tight series with Denver, I think they have become the overwhelming favorite. Because let's be honest. Before these playoffs began, you thought the Knicks were plucky but limited, right? You mm-hmm. thought the Pacers were limited. You thought Minnesota was, hey, promising, yeah, but probably not a championship team, right? And then Denver's thin and flawed, right? So, in terms of Golden State, I mean, now Golden State has been just destroyed by Steph. Even pre that, you wouldn't have thought. The only team still standing that we really thought was daunting heading into the playoffs is Oklahoma City. And I think that's why they're the overwhelming favorite, is because it's framed by what we saw during the regular season.
Yeah, but are they going to even get through the series they're in now? Is the real question.
Weirdly enough. Yeah, they're an overwhelming – yeah, but I believe they will. They got them – they're at home. I believe they will. But the defense is still, you know, absolutely. I mean, they've made, except for game one, they've made Jokic look like a mere mortal.
Yes,
you know?
They have.
But
can you keep that up? That's the other question. Three straight – I've not seen a three-game stretch from Jokic without him responding throughout his entire career. So I wonder how, you know, tonight's going to go.
Yeah. Yep. I mean, this is sort of what they do. You know, yep. They did it mostly to Jaren. They did it, you know, it's different doing it to Jaren than doing it to Jokic. They did it to Desmond Bane. You know, this is what they do.
Right.
Let's say this. I'll give you Oklahoma City or the field.
I'm taking Oklahoma City. 100%. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Connor asked me this. Of the teams left, and of the teams with a realistic shot, because we know 3-1 leads in the history of the NBA, 96% of the teams who have a 3-1 lead ultimately win the series. So let's just, you know, the realistic options. What's your favorite option as far as a matchup is concerned in the NBA Finals?
Well, is it realistic ones? I mean, I had said...
Any of the teams that are still involved.
I had said what I wanted, and it's technically still available. When the whole playoffs began, I wanted Cleveland versus Minnesota. And I wanted Cleveland versus Minnesota because I like small market teams, because,
sure.
I like Mike Conley. You know, I don't actually, even though the Grizzlies have played Minnesota and had in the playoffs, I don't hate anything about Minnesota. You know, I like Ant. Of the very despicable teams in the West, it seemed pretty obvious to me that the team that we should be rooting for as Grizzly fans to come out of the West is Minnesota, even if it's just the Mike Conley factor. And then in the East, it's for me, it was Detroit, but they're not available, and I never really took them seriously. But Cleveland is a team that, you know, I relate blue collar. I don't like the whole rock, you know, rock and roll museum thing. But if you put that to the side, it's a blue collar town. It's a team that's built a little bit like the Grizzlies. You know, a couple of smaller guards, and you can squint, and if you look at Jaren, you can see Evan Mobley, and you know, so I think it was Cleveland. Now it's not a glamorous matchup, but I like that too. I sort of like the fact that Adam Silver would be, you know, would be pained by that. So that would be my preferred matchup. If you're asking me now who's of teams that are up, I mean, I'd say I still want Minnesota, but I don't think it's realistic. I don't, you know, I think Oklahoma City is going to be the team. So, I mean, the Knicks would be fun, right? The Knicks is fun.
Knicks Timberwolves would be a good one because of Karl Anthony Towns and Dante DiVincenzo, all that stuff. There'd be some storylines back and forth.
Yeah, and that one is at this point, you know, that one is absolutely foreseeable, but it feels like it's going to be Oklahoma City, and the Knicks will be favorites over the Pacers. Favorite over the Pacers? Yes?
Yeah. Sure. I think so. Not by much. Not some wide margin by any stretch of
measure. Sort of coin flip territory there. Yeah.
But I think they'll be favored. Short favorites.
I mean, I will say Oklahoma City and the Pacers don't have much appeal to me.
Right.
You know. Period. You know. So I do like the fact that this feels wide open. You know, I mean, even with the Thunder looming there as the overwhelming favorites, I like I don't like the fact that all these playoff series seem to be determined by injury. That stinks. But I do like the fact that, you know, we don't know who's going to emerge from these playoff series. Everything, and things that we thought we knew, we don't necessarily know. And so that's been a good thing about this. The injuries have been devastating, though. I just don't think it's, you know, I think it hurts the NBA brand when, you know, you don't have Steph playing and you don't have Jason Tatum playing. And you don't have the Cavs healthy. I think it's damaging to the league.
Now, final thing in a insane pivot, but before I got on the show, I saw that Major League Baseball has made a big change to, you know, how they're going to view history and Rob Manfred, the commissioner.
Oh, yeah.
He removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Of course, Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson big because of the Black Sox issue with Shoeless Joe Jackson and Pete Rose's gambling as the manager for the Cincinnati Reds. How did you feel about this? Do you think this is it's about time that they remove these bans, or do you still have some issues with
No, I've never felt particularly strongly about it. I fundamentally come down on the side of it's kind of ridiculous to have a Hall of Fame without having the all-time hits leader in the Hall of Fame. And this isn't having him be an active player or an active manager, in which case I think you know the threat of you will do damage by gambling is enhanced. So I don't mind it. I honestly look at it from the other perspective. There are those people who would say, isn't it too bad that Pete Rose has to be dead before he gets into the Hall of Fame?
Sure, but we knew that was going to be the.
A, we knew, and B, he brought it on himself. Like in the end, you couldn't have Pete Rose be in the Hall of Fame when he was alive, because he would have immediately acted like a jackass.
Well, you know, and he did anyway. He was always a jackass.
So he was always. That's what I was going to say. He was always going to embarrass. You know, the Hall of Fame. So you couldn't, I mean, they tried to, they people had conversations with him, and the next he'd turn around and he'd be signing baseballs that say, I apologize, I bet on baseball, and send them for $50 or whatever they were selling them for. So, he was a huckster, and he cheapened it, and never took it seriously. He never seemed slightly apologetic. And so there are those who think he should have been in while he was alive, but he made that impossible. And so that was purely his doing. I don't really have any problem with him being in now that he's deceased. And they don't have to put up with him standing up there and giving a speech because that's hard for a dead person to do. So I think this is the right way for Pete Rose to go sliding into the Hall of Fame.
Yep, I think I'm with you. Well, Jeff, I appreciate it, man. Thanks for joining.
Sure. Bye.
We will talk to Jeff again on Thursday. Appreciate him carving out some time. But he is Jeff Calkins, at Jeff_Calkins on X. Daily Memphian columnist, also host of the Jeff Calkins Show weekdays right here at 92.9 FM ESPN from 9 to 11. Now, I want to discuss this. Connor, I want to go back and forth and discuss this sweeping change that has been made to Major League Baseball. Today, of course, like I just mentioned with Jeff, Rob Manfred remove Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list. I think there's a couple of thoughts that I have that I want to throw out there. We'll do that next. Some historic changes have been made to Major League Baseball's history as Rob Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, on Tuesday, today, has removed Pete Rose, Shoeless Joe Jackson, and other deceased players from Major League Baseball's permanently ineligible list. Of course, with the removal of those guys from the permanently ineligible list, they will now be eligible for election into the Baseball Hall of Fame in Cooperstown. And, you know, this is what Manfred had to say. Obviously, a person no longer with us cannot represent a threat to the integrity of the game. Moreover, it is hard to conceive of a penalty that has more deterrent effect than one that lasts a lifetime with no reprieve. Therefore, I've concluded that permanent ineligibility ends upon the passing of the disciplined individual, and Mr. Rose will be removed from the permanently ineligible list. I am glad that this decision was made. He's the all-time hits leader, 17-time All-Star, Charlie Hustle, absolute legend of the game. We know what he did as a manager with the Cincinnati Reds. Obviously, it ended in 1989 after he was caught gambling on Major League Baseball games. We know the history of it. So I'm glad that this is finally being done and we can elect the all-time hits leader into the Hall of Fame. And I understand also the reasons as to why this was not done during his life. He was a jackass most of the time. He would sign during Major League Baseball's, you know, Hall of Fame week and weekend. He would sign baseballs out front and make a scene of the entire thing. He never really seemed to show a whole lot of remorse for his gambling as the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. But I will say, I do think it is relatively shameful, even though I understand the reasoning, that he was not elected during his life and he was not able to do it. I think when we look at Major League Baseball and all of Hall of Fames across all sports in the United States of America and worldwide, there is a lot of people that were jackasses that have been elected into Hall of Fames. And I don't think it should have been that massive of a deterrent for him, you know, getting elected into the Hall of Fame, getting off the ineligible list. The fact that he may have made a scene out of his induction, the speech that he would give, all that. That was the big worry. I don't think when we look at some of the guys who have made the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame and the NFL Hall of Fame and all these different things, I don't think that should have been the deterrent it was for the life of Pete Rose. I thought he should have gotten in when he was living, and I'm certainly understanding of the fact that other people don't believe that to be true. But his last game that he was even a part of Major League Baseball was in 1989. By the end of his life, he had no bearing on Major League Baseball. He had no effect on the outcomes of games. He had no effect on, the fans writ large. So I felt like in the waning years of his life, giving him eligibility, getting him into the Hall of Fame would have been a decent showing, but obviously that's not how it ended.
Yeah, I understand why they didn't do it while he was alive. I just kind of wish that they did, because he is one of the more important figures in baseball history, considering his record holding. And at the same time, he did bet on baseball, and that is something that at the time they took very seriously. But as his life went on, I think most of us thought this would happen. Once Pete Rose passed,
we knew this.
They would take him off the ban list, and he would eventually be in the Hall of Fame. It seems like the first year he'll be eligible to be enshrined will be 2028. So hopefully during that summer, the summer of 2028, he will be elected into the Baseball Hall of Fame. Now, the other one, I'm not so sure.
That's what I'm saying. I think we need nuance on this.
Yeah.
I was going to get to that. Shoeless Joe Jackson and the 1919 White Sox, who obviously was a 9-game series back then for the World Series. I mean, they legitimately fixed that World Series, lost games because they were into it with a bookie in, I believe, the New York area. That's different to me.
That's very different.
And I don't know why it has to be this blanket thing. I understand Pete Rose bet on baseball. He was a manager. According to him, never bet on his team to lose, but obviously we'd have to go back and check all of that and relitigate all that. But as a player, there was no accusations there. These were players in 1919 who took money to fix a World Series. I think that's a completely different ballpark, no pun intended, than what Pete Rose did in the 80s as the manager of the Cincinnati Reds. So I don't understand the lack of nuance with this blanket reinstatement, including Shoeless Joe Jackson and the players on the 1919 White Sox.
Right, because if Pete Rose did, in fact, only bet on his team to win, okay.
He wasn't playing, and it doesn't make it a whole lot better, but a little bit better.
He's the all-time leader in hits. Like, he played 3,562 games. He's one of the most important figures in baseball history, whether he's a jackass or not.
Yes, like, true.
And like you said, there are a lot of jackasses in the Hall of Fame.
And by the way, he was a jackass.
If you walk into any sports Hall of Fame and you throw a dart, you're probably going to hit somebody that was a jackass. It kind of comes with the territory a lot of the times. So, but when it comes to Shoeless Joe Jackson, I don't think he should be unbanned from baseball.
Right.
They threw a World Series.
He died in 1951, so this is long after his time has passed on this earth. I understand that. But they fixed a World Series. Actively tried to fix a World Series. Took money to fix a World Series. As players. So I don't know. I don't know if this full-on immunity needs to extend to Shoeless Joe Jackson if we're using the nuance that we need in this situation.
So it seems like, based on this story, they took about $5,000 each in 1919.
Which was a lot of money.
Which would be $92,000.
And they weren't making a lot of money. I understand the reasoning behind why they did it, even though it was ridiculous.
And I guess some people would argue, well, if you actually go back and you look at the World Series, Jackson played well. He didn't really appear like he was trying to throw it. I think the argument is most of the other team were the ones that were really throwing
it. The other teammates.
He batted .375. He didn't make an error, and he hit the series only home run.
And sure. I know there were some people that were involved and some people that weren't.
Right, but it is known that he was involved and he knew about it. He knew his team was trying to throw a World Series. He shouldn't be a part of baseball, and he shouldn't be a part of the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
That is different than Pete Rose betting on his own team to win games.
As a manager.
Those are different. Pete Rose still shouldn't have done that. That's still wrong. I understand why he was banned, but it is different than throwing a World Series. Those are two very different things.
100%. I agree with every utterance.
Now, I also think
there, Connor Dunning.
I also think that this is happening because you're starting to see sports get in bed more with gambling.
Yeah, and that's another reason as to why during his life I think we should have enshrined and taken Pete Rose off of the ineligible list. We've had guys that have gotten busted and faced their bans in Major League Baseball now in the minors and everything else. I mean, it's just so out there at this point. All these teams, the entire league, they're in bed with sports books. So it's been a changing landscape for some time now, which is why I thought Pete Rose during his life should have gotten at least that love of, okay, we're going to unban you. You can get into the Hall of Fame since you can no longer affect what we're doing on a baseball field.
A piece of trivia for you. Do you know Giamatti was the baseball commissioner?
Yes.
Who banned Pete Rose?
Correct.
Do you know who his son is?
Paul?
Paul Giamatti.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
I'm not drinking my
nice. That, really?
Yeah.
That's his son.
That's his son.
Direct son. Okay. Cool. That's a high-powered family.
It certainly is.
Good God. All right, now SmokeSlam 2025 is on your way. On the way this weekend, the world's ultimate barbecue showdown is back here in Memphis, May 15th through the 17th, right at Tom Lee Park on the riverfront. 75 teams competing for the largest and biggest purse in barbecue competition history. $250,000. $250,000 is on the line. And it's more than just a barbecue competition. You're going to be able to show up and eat some of the best barbecue from the best barbecue makers in the world. But on top of that, you will have a big old Ferris wheel, fairground fun. Bring the kids out. They'll enjoy it. You'll have fireworks every night. There'll be book signings, meet and greets from Melissa Cookston, the 7-time world barbecue champion. But just make sure you show up. And also, they'll have music for the whole family. They'll have Shane Smith and the Revivalists, country music legends Big and Rich, Waylon Wyatt, Southern Avenue. 3-day passes and single-day tickets are on sale now. They're going fast. Make sure you get them while they're still available. Go to SmokeSlam.com. And also, on top of that, VIP experiences also available. May 15th through the 17th at Tom Lee Park, coming up this weekend. Get your tickets, VIP experiences, all of that, all the information at SmokeSlam.com. Again, SmokeSlam.com. Now, hour number two is about to come to an end. We'll go ahead and get to Small Talk to wrap it up on the other side. Small Talk is brought to you by Conway Services, reputable service available 7 days a week. Now, yesterday, in one of the more bizarre sagas we've ever seen from any fan of a North American sport, Xavier Babinar, widely known as Chiefsaholic, one of the Chiefs super fans during their Super Bowl run.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.
2021 and 2022, he has been sentenced to 32 years in prison for a 2022 armed bank robbery in Bixby, Oklahoma. And for those that are not familiar with this situation, I suggest you go into Prime Video and open up the Chiefsaholic documentary. One of the more interesting documentaries that no one talks about. It started as a situation where they were following Chiefsaholic as one of the super fans in the National Football League, but then it turned into a search for a man who was jumping bail and doing all of that. But he has also been ordered to pay one of the tellers who he victimized at this Bixby, Oklahoma bank, $10.8 million. He has to pay restitution of $532,000, among other different monetary fines. But 32 years in prison for Xavier Babadar, the Chiefsaholic. And really, for those that are not familiar, I'll just give you the idea. He was basically robbing banks in a four-state area to fund his trips to follow the Chiefs. That is genuinely the idea. He came from a home that did not make a lot of money, very lower, poverty-stricken home, and that is how he ultimately made his money. He laundered it by gambling, trying to do things like that, but he robbed multiple banks across Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, to fund his trips to follow the Chiefs around the country. Insane story. Absolutely insane story. And he was, a guy that was front and center for most of those games from about 2019 to 2022, always shown on TV in his wolf costume, for those that are not familiar with that. But 32 years in prison for Xavier Babadar. Please, if you have not yet watched it, go to Prime Video, watch that Chiefsaholic documentary.
How many years until somebody makes a movie?
Honestly, I think that that should be coming soon. A Hulu original.
Paul Rudd as the Chiefsaholic?
Oh, have you seen a picture of the guy?
No.
I don't know if Paul Rudd would be a good one.
Well, yeah, his movies are, known to do a one-to-one match.
No,
I think this is
more of a, I don't know if Paul Rudd wouldn't do justice. But this guy, when I was watching this Chiefsaholic documentary, he's absolutely insane. He's as insane as you would think.
Austin Butler could play this.
Yeah, I think Austin Butler is actually a good idea. Good idea. A nice little comb over.
Yeah.
Mama. Yeah,
Mama, I want to go to Chiefs games.
Has he ever gotten his
voice back?
Voice back?
Yeah, yes.
To a certain extent?
To an extent.
little by little?
But the two movies he did after were he did Dune Part 2, where he was playing an insane person, and he had a weird voice in that one as well. And then he did the bike movie, The Bike Riders, where he was, I think it was a Pittsburgh accent he was doing. So we haven't heard his actual voice in a long time. But no, he could do this.
Yeah, but Xavier Babadar, he's going to be gone for a long while. I think he is just about to be 30 years old. But this guy, watching that documentary, just a very outwardly, he deceived people every step of the way, deceived the makers of that documentary, jumped bail, $1 million bail at one point, and you had his bondsmen trying to track him down across the country. His family at one point would not give up his whereabouts. They were totally in on it. I guess they were being helped by the money that he had robbed from various banks across that four-state area. But 32 years in prison. The movie should be nice. The movie should be a pretty funny one. You have to make it sort of a dramedy, though. You can't go full You can't go full drama.
Now
with
go
this
go.
You
full,
have to make this as funny as possible too.
Go full Hell or High Water. Have you seen that?
I have not. I have not.
Highly recommend. Just do full Hell or High Water. Make it the most high stake thing. Take it completely serious. That would be the best way to do this movie.
What is the one with Zach Galifianakis? The one Galifianakis. Which one is that? You know what I'm talking about? Where oh gosh, let me try to find this one.
Masterminds. Yeah,
I think you have to go that direction with it. Goofy main character.
I want Heat.
Goofy situation.
Give me Heat, but a guy wearing a wolf costume.
You think somebody's going to take over and do the wolf costume for him in his absence?
That would be weird. I feel like that would be an odd thing to do.
I don't know. There's some Chiefs fans that still like the guy. Some Chiefs fans that still hold him dear as one of the Chiefs.
He's passionate, damn it.
He's passionate enough to rob banks to follow his favorite team. I don't know. There's something to that. Now, hour number two of the Gabe Kuhn Show has been presented to you by the Memphis Showboats. Get your tickets now to see the Showboats at Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium at UFL.com or call 901-341-7008. Again, UFL.com or call 901-341-7008. Two more games at home in Simmons Bank Liberty Stadium, and you'll get $2 hot dogs and $2 beers. $2 hot dogs and $2 beers if you show up courtesy of Skipper, the mascot for our Memphis Showboats. But again, call 901-341-7008 or UFL.com. That's where you can find them online to get tickets to see the Showboats. Now, hour number three is on the way, and we open it as we normally do on Tuesday. Christian Fowler from Bluff City Media. He's on the other side.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.